New York City planning to outlaw sales of big sodas and other sweet drinks over a certain size in an effort to curb obesity.
You know, the mayor is saying this is about helping people lose weight.
If approved, the ban could prevent restaurants, delis, even movie theaters from selling sugar drinks larger than 16 ounces.
I mean, I think Bloomberg's a douche.
I mean, I think it kind of infringes on our freedom, you know what I mean? So I think that they should encourage people to be more sensible with their drinking habits, but I don't think that the ban should be put in place.
I don't really support, you know, government trying to meddle in your thing. I always said, you know, parents should really monitor what their kids eat.
It's kind of ridiculous to try and tell people what they can have at what size, whatever, it's their choice. I understand that he wants people to eat healthier, but ultimately I don't think it'll work.
If somebody doesn't understand that drinking one 16-ounce bottle as opposed to a 20-ounce bottle is bad for you, what stops them from grabbing two 16-ounce bottles or three or four? So I don't think it's really going to have a huge impact on the overall scheme of things, but I definitely commend him for trying.
There's actually been a lot of bipartisan support for Bloomberg's initiatives to ban, you know, smoking in bars and in parks. Do you think that this one he might have gone too far?
I think this is just a little too far.
Yeah.
If you're smoking, I get secondhand smoke. So I don't know if him limiting somebody's personal rights to drink sugary drinks is acceptable. I think that might be crossing the line some, but I agree with him on the smoking ban for sure.
A lot of people have been in support of the nanny state. His smoking bans were pretty popular, and then he went to salt and trans fat. Now it's kind of a they came for me moment with sugary drinks. Do you think people are going to start resisting at any point?
No, I think that Americans are in a deep slumber, and you know, I think that this might be something that might promote some people to start thinking more actively about their democracy. But I think for right now, most people are in a slumber.